This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Rugged Shaver, Kedarka B'Kodesh, as is his protocol in explaining narrative in Psukim and Chumash, uses a number of halachic principles to explain the conversation and the Shak Levataria between Abraham and the B'nai Ches. So Abraham says, V'yiten li es ma'aras ha-machpelah asher loy b'ktzei sadehu. Give me the field of the Machpelah, the cave of the Machpelah, on the edge of the field. So the question is, why is Avram asking specifically that it should be on the edge of the field? And the B'nai Ches say, no, Shema'inu Adoini, Nesi Elokim Ata B'Seichinu. You are a prince of God to us. By the way, Rashi in Sefer Yeshua says that the reason why the Knanim held on to Eretz Yisrael an additional 40 years while we were in the Midbar is in the Zchus that they were Mechabed Avraham, that they said about him, Nesi Elokim Ata B'Seichinu. But be it as it may, why is this mentioned here in the narrative, Nesi Elokim Ata B'Seichinu? And then they say, no, B'Mivchar Kivarenu Kivaras Meisecha. Says the Rugged Shaver, this city that Avraham wanted to bury Sarah in was the city of Chevron. Chevron is one of the Ari Miklat. And an Eir Miklat is not Nitein L'Kvura. You're not allowed to bury Mesim in an Eir Miklat, except somebody who was exiled there and dies there, that the Torah reveals to us that his Misa is there. And the Tosefta teaches that anybody who's buried in an Eir Miklat will be exhumed, except for the grave of a king or a Nasi. Actually, there's another Gersa, the king and a Navi. So Avram says, V'yiten li es ma'aras ha-machpelah asher loy b'ktzei sadehu. I cannot bury Sarah in the middle of the city, because then one day it will be exhumed, and it will be removed. But I want to bury her b'ktzei sadehu, on the edge of the field. The edge of the field, outside of the city. So the B'nai Ches say, no, Nesi Elokim Ata B'Seichinu. You're like a Nasi to us, you're like a king to us. And since you're like a king, this is not a grave that will have to be exhumed, and therefore, B'Mivchar Kavarenu, in the choicest of your graves, Kavar Meisecha, Es Meisecha. So this was the halachic exchange, says the Rugged Shaver, between Abraham and the B'nai Ches, who were clearly great Lamdanim, or at least they were educated by Avram Avinu, and knew what the principles involved were. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.